Hello and welcome to Witchy Wisdom with Siobhan Johnson, where we update traditional methods for the modern world. I'm your host, Siobhan, so let's get started. Hello guys, so this episode that follows is an audio rip of a live class that I did a few weeks ago. So I'm going to cut this and we're going to go straight into the lesson. That's just to explain why if I mention re-recording or I'm greeting people during it, that's what happens. It's a recording of the live class. So I'm going to jump straight into it now. It's all about meditation, all about why you can't meditate, and all about fixing these kinds of problems. Hi everyone, so this is the re-record of the earlier video that I did. I'm back with the better video and the better camera and the better microphone. So I'm going to redo the lesson that I gave and hopefully it turns out better. So 5 Days of Fearsome Magic is a series of classes that I'm going to be doing, all about the five fundamentals of magic. So these are the things that I think really make the most difference in any kind of practice of magic. So today we're looking at meditation. So what it is, what it's not, how to do it, and why it's not working for you. Because a lot of people give up on meditation, and it really is the core practice of any kind of practice. Like if I could tell you to do one thing to improve not just your magic but your life, it would be meditation. So what actually is meditation? Because a lot of people are confused about this and they don't realise that they are. Because I get loads of emails and Facebook messages of people saying, you know, I can't meditate, I just can't do it. I can't empty my mind of thoughts, I'm constantly thinking about things. And like, that's the point. You are going to be constantly thinking about things because that's what meditation is. It's the acceptance of distraction. And so say you're sitting down meditating and you suddenly think about your dinner. You've realised that you've become distracted and you've gone, no, I'm not going to think about dinner, I'm going to think about my breath. So you're returning from this distraction back to your focus. That's meditation. It's not never getting distracted. It isn't never thinking about something. The act of meditation is returning your focus from distraction back to your focal point. That's meditation. That's it. That is all meditation is. So you hear about these like meditative states that you can go in, like trances or real deep meditation where real like really good healing and that occurs. Those only happen with months of practice, with the aid of music, with the aid of psychotic drugs, with the aid of trauma, or on the edge of sleep. And obviously you can mix all of these together to make them, you know, make it more likely. You know, these kinds of states are rare. They are difficult to go into, and they are not the point of meditation. So when we say that you must meditate, these deep meditative states, they're not the end goal. They're something that's nice to have. It's kind of like when your doctor tells you to exercise, they don't mean run a marathon. They mean go running around the block. You know, it's the act of running that is healthy. It is not the ability to run a marathon. It is not the ability to sprint really well. It is the action of going for a run daily. This is what the action of meditation is. It isn't being able to put yourself into some kind of trance or, you know, really deep meditative state. That's not what it's about. And that is, I think, one of the reasons why people give up on meditation. Hi! I think it's one of the reasons why people give up, because they think they can't do it, because they think that their head is full of thoughts. And that means somehow they're not meditation. And that's couldn't be further from the truth. There is no possible way to sit and meditate and not think of something. The other reason why people often have heads full of thoughts and they struggle and they're constantly distracted is because you don't meditate for long enough. So I always say that 5 minutes a day is better than an hour a month, and I stand by that. But if you're really struggling with meditation, chances are that you aren't sitting for long enough.
So you want to be doing at least sessions of 15 to 20 minutes, preferably twice a day, but you know, you have to build them in and around your life. Because it takes practice to warm up. It's like doing yoga, like no matter how many cool poses you can do, you're not going to be able to do the tricky ones first thing of that day. You have to warm up. So this is true of meditation also. Now, if you're just beginning your practice with meditation, it is absolutely okay to completely half-ass it. You don't have to do any kind of like pretzel positions. You don't have to, again, sit for 15 minutes if it's just not working for you right now. Build up if you have to. There's nothing wrong with that. So yeah, as I always say, 5 minutes is better than nothing. So, and you can sit comfortably at first. Like, there's no, when we say like to sit on the ground to ground yourself, if you can't do that, that's fine, because I can't do that. I have problems with my back and with my feet, and I can't sit on the ground properly. It's just too painful, and that pain disrupts my meditation. So I sit on my bed. I sit on my bed with my back against the wall, and there I can meditate. If you can lie on the ground, that's also really good. If you can sit in a chair, or if you can stand up, these are all really useful ways to meditate. You don't have to, you know, sit in a half lotus or anything like that if you can't do it. If you can do it, it is, you might find you get better results, but if you can't, don't worry. So other ways to meditate. So as you start to get used to this meditative practice, as you start to notice yourself slipping into a meditative state of mind, again, not these deep meditative states, but the ones where you can notice a thought and not be affected by it. So you'll find yourself slipping into this kind of things anyway when you're like washing the dishes or sewing or gardening. That's why these things are so like happy making and beneficial for us, is because they help allow us to go into these states. So I want to build more of these experiences into your life. So like more gardening, more sewing, more chores. So instead of like listening to a podcast or to the radio, just do like chores in silence. You can also do this on public transport or in the bathroom at parties is a great way to do it. Because if you're spiritual, you're likely overwhelmed by other people's energy. So you're probably going to be in the bathroom at parties anyway, hiding from people. I know I am. So instead of like scrolling randomly through your phone, just sit and meditate for 2 to 3 minutes and then go back out and join the party. You'll find yourself feeling a lot better. So you can do this anytime you're getting overwhelmed with people, you know, on dates or families round and stuff like that. You can just slip out somewhere and meditate for 2 to 3 minutes and you'll come back feeling a lot more refreshed. So what's the point of meditation when it comes to a witchcraft practice? Well, what meditation does is it allows us to see our own thoughts and not be affected by them. It gives us, or it allows us to see that we are not our thoughts, that we do the thinking and we aren't the thoughts that we think. So that is the point of meditation, because when we realise that, we realise that it is not our thoughts that are controlling our actions. It's not our emotions that are controlling our actions, it is us. So we can stop unhealthy actions and we can promote healthy actions by realising that we are in control. So I noticed that I lost a lot of weight when I started meditating more regularly, because I'd find myself, you know, with my hand in the biscuit tin and suddenly think, why am I here? I don't want a biscuit. I'm not hungry. So why am I trying to eat? You know, am I tired? Am I bored? Am I upset? Am I, you know, fearful of something? So this is what meditation allows us to do. So these are the benefits that will like come up throughout your life and in all areas of your life, because you will start to think differently. You will notice your thoughts. You will notice patterns and you will take immediate steps to disrupt these bad patterns. So this is useful in witchcraft, because a lot of the problems with people's spells or with people's practices is that they do spells for things that they don't actually want. So like the common one is people doing spells to get a cheating ex back. So the ex has left them for another person and then they come round asking for spells to do to get this person back. And then when you actually talk to them, they realise that they actually don't want this ex back. It's just, you know, the hurt and the fear and the pain and all of that. So this is a more extreme example, but I think a lot of people, and I do this a lot, or I used to do this a lot, is ask for things and wishes and stuff like that and spells that I didn't actually want. I thought I wanted them, but I didn't know what I want. And that is often a lot of distress, especially as we grow up, because we think we're supposed to know what we want and we often don't. So that is one of the reasons why I always encourage meditation, because it allows you to get in touch with what your will is. And the other reason is that it helps you focus. So a lot of the problems with people's spell work is because they weren't focused during the spell. They were thinking about something else, or they were fearful of what may happen, or they were doubtful that it would happen. And they let those emotions control them. So they started thinking about all these kinds of fears and doubts instead of thinking about the spell happening. Or once they'd done the spell, they were worrying about it and fretting about it. Like, once you do a spell, you're supposed to let it go and just forget about it and just move on with your life. But if you don't have control of your thoughts, you know, it's going to all start flooding in and it's going to undo all of the work that you have done. So that is the point of meditation. However, the one thing that ruins meditation over anything is a thing called lust of results. Like, there's a phrase about meditation that's called the gateless gate. When you try and put meditation into words, or you try and put meditation into images, you can never capture it. And trying to capture that feeling ruins it. So when you're sat there preparing to meditate or trying to meditate, and you're like, oh, I want this to happen, or I want to feel like this, or this should happen, it totally kills it dead, because you're worrying and you're wishing and you're putting all of this energy in when you should simply be being and in a state of acceptance of what happens. Because you will always have bad meditation sessions. You will always have sessions that you were horribly distracted, or, you know, really bad thoughts came up, or bad emotions came up, or your body was in pain, or you were tired and you fell asleep. That's always going to happen. People who meditate for years, that's going to happen to them too. It just simply is. Every meditation session is different. And when you place that expectation onto yourself, it means that you're thinking about the expectation and you're not meditating anymore. So that is what kills meditation more than anything. So just to run through what we've just discussed, we've just discussed what meditation actually is. So meditation is the act of returning a distracted mind to focus. That's all it is. It's not being in a trance. It isn't having visions. It isn't, you know, feeling so peaceful and zen-like. That's a side effect. Meditation is the act. Just like running is an act, it's, you know, the act of running that makes you healthy. It isn't the ability to run a marathon. It isn't the ability to run fast. It's the act of running. Meditation is the act of meditating, of returning that distracted attention back to focus. So when you're beginning, it is completely okay to half-ass your practice. It is okay to be comfortable. In fact, you should be comfortable, because you can't meditate if you're in pain. Sitting on the floor in a half lotus is best, or sitting in a chair with your feet on the floor, or standing up with your feet on the floor. If you can't do that, don't worry, because I can't do that. I sit on my bed with my back against a wall. That is often the best way to do it if you have back or feet issues. Obviously, work that one out for yourself. I'm not your doctor. I don't know what's wrong with you. Lying on the floor as well is also a good way. Lying on your bed, I don't recommend, because you will fall asleep, even if you think that you won't. 5 minutes every day is better than like an hour once a month, but the longer your session, the better results you will have, even though it is harder to do. And that's the next point. Meditation is bloody hard work. Don't feel weird that you're struggling. You know, it's like exercise. If you aren't sweating, if you aren't in small amounts of pain, if you aren't, you know, wishing you were back at home watching Netflix, you aren't exercising hard enough. Same with meditation. It is meant to be difficult. If it wasn't difficult, you wouldn't be progressing. So, you know, don't torture yourself by any means, but don't feel upset because it isn't easy. Because build meditation into your life. So you should have like formal sessions where, you know, you just sit in a quiet room and you focus on your breath or a mantra or a candle. Ideally 15 to 20 minutes twice a day, but obviously pace of modern life, not always possible. That's fine. It's something to aim for. But once you start to recognise that meditative state, you'll be able to slip into it throughout your day. So sewing, washing the dishes, those kinds of things. You can try and do meditation on public transport, or like in the bathroom at an event if you're overwhelmed. And you can just build these practices into your life as and when you need them. And again, the point of meditation is, in witchcraft, to control your own thoughts and to understand your own thoughts. So I reverse that, to understand your own thoughts and to control them. Because without both of those, you're doing the wrong spells and your spells probably aren't working that well. And the one thing that's going to kill meditation more than anything is trying to place expectations onto it or trying to expect things from it. So it's what we call lust of results. And the thing is, with meditation, you don't get your results in the session. So like if you're doing weightlifting, you find in the session that you can suddenly lift a weight that you couldn't before. You won't be able to see those kinds of results in the meditation session. You will see them out in your daily life. Like, you know, if you've suddenly realised that you're not snacking so much because you're interrupting yourself, or your relationships are better because you're not, you know, irritable all the time. So when you go into your meditation session, stop expecting things. Just accept whatever it happens to be, to be. So I hope that was helpful. I hope I've busted a lot of myths about meditation, because loads of people come to me and say, Siobhan, I can't meditate. I'm full of thoughts and it's so constantly distracting, I have to fight to put my attention back, and I feel like grabbing them by the shoulders and shaking them and saying, yes, you're meditating, that's what it's like, that's what it's for, that's what it does. It's not easy. Like, anyone tells you that it's easy is selling you something. It's difficult. You know, it's like yoga. Like, people think that because yoga is restful and relaxing that it's easy, and it's not. So don't ever feel ashamed or upset or confused that it's difficult or that you aren't doing very well. Like, it's a skill like any other and you have to learn it, and it takes practice. So I really hope that was helpful, and I hope that encourages you on your meditation journey. So tomorrow we're going to be doing... In your emails, if you are... If you didn't click on a link I sent a while back marking you as an intermediate witch, you will have received today's lesson. Do check your spam for it. So it says that, I think the subject line is something like, why you suck at meditation, because clickbait. And it has a downloadable PDF, which has some more information and a recommended meditation exercise, I believe. I wrote it a while ago. Yeah, so that's for you as well. So tomorrow we'll be looking at, we'll be answering the question, can I do too much magic? Which is another question that I get a lot of, or I see a lot of people giving out really bad advice and just saying, oh, do all the magic all the time, do all the, you know, the meditation and the crystals and constantly have your third eye open, and we'll be discussing why that is terrible advice. So that's what we're doing tomorrow. So it'll be the same thing. You'll get an email and then we'll be doing a live. Hopefully you'll get the email, then we'll go straight into the live and I won't have the tech issues this time. But we'll obviously have to see. So thank you. Thanks all of you for being here, and all of you in the replay as well. If you have any questions, comments, concerns in the comments, thank you to all of you who've been commenting along. And I will see you tomorrow.
Hello again, so I hope you enjoyed that live class. If you did, you can get the other four in this series by going to my website, which is SionJohnson.com. So that's SIOBHAN/5-days-2-fiercer-magic. So that's SionJohnson.com/5-days-2-fiercer-magic. So thank you very much for being here, and I will see you next week.